This is VK6ARN. News West is a WA-based club, and we continue to deliver news, content to sandgropers and beyond since 1931.
Good afternoon, evening, noon, and welcome to News West for Sunday, the 16th of August, 2026. I'm Darren, VK6EK, your producer for this week.
A word from Wison WA. The next activity for Wison is the annual general meeting tomorrow night at First Midland Scout Hall, number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue. Doors open 7pm for a 7:30pm start. If you want to attend but can't get to the hall, there is a Jitsi option. Use mail at wisonwa.org. That's mail at Whiskey India Charlie Echo November Whiskey Alpha .org to request the Jitsi meeting information link. Meeting starts 19:30 hours. We hope to have the meeting online as soon as we can set up after being allowed into the hall from 7pm. If you would like to know more about Wison Western Australia and keep yourself up to date with our upcoming activities, you can start with the website at wisonwa.org. There is a Contact Us webpage. We also have the email address mail at wisonwa.org. We are on Facebook, and our Facebook group is searchable in the upper left-hand search box under Wisonwa, one word. You can also keep in touch with us via our weekly radio net on 3.600 plus or minus QRM, also simulcast on 2 metres FM and other linked frequencies out of VK6RAV on Allstar, in Perth via the VK6RLM repeater on 146.750, that's channel 3 in the old money, or your local Allstar hub. This runs every Wednesday night beginning at 20 hours hotel, that's 8pm Western. Now, everyone is welcome to join Wison in VK6 as either a registered individual for free or as a voting member for $25 a year. As stated, the next meeting of Wison will be the AGM tomorrow night. We will have one or two vacancies on committee, so give some thought to joining in on the rebuild of Wison in VK6 and giving your ideas and energy to us, as we can only be stronger together. But you don't need to be on committee to give us your thoughts. There is a Wisonwa review document making the rounds. All VK6 hams are welcome to weigh in on it. Not a VK6 ham? Don't let that stop you from adding your thoughts. If you are interested in commenting, we're interested in reading your thoughts. Wison in VK6 has been around in one form or another since the 1950s. During the rebuild, we are very open to rethinking and reforming our most basic of assumptions about the network. Again, please become involved. Commitment to Wison doesn't need to be onerous time-wise, and we are honestly grateful to all who have shown interest in our activities, either by attending the weekly net, 8pm every Wednesday, or by coming along to any of our training activities, such as the very well-attended POTA on Harrison Island that we've now run twice in 2 years, a way to get to know your equipment in the portable sense, to get ideas for general or emergency portable operation, be it MCOMs or field day. Practice makes better and quicker and less dumb mistakes, if not making for perfect. So we hope to see you at our next training activity. But first in time and last for this week's news is we hope to see you all down at First Midland tomorrow night for the AGM. 7.3s from VK6, Whiskey India Echo.
Hello, this is David, VK6 Delta Sierra. World Lakes Day is an annual United Nations observance held on August 27th to raise global awareness about the importance of protecting and sustainably managing lakes and their ecosystems. In Lolota, that's Lakes and Lagoons on the Air, We will celebrate this annual event on the last full weekend of August. The requirement for this award is to activate at least one valid reference. That's 29th and 30th of August. If you want to find out more about World Lakes Day and how you can activate a lake on that weekend, just contact David, VK6 Delta Sierra, the Australian Lakes and Lagoons on the Air manager. My contact details are listed on QRZ. If you will be activating, make sure you register first on the Lolota website, which is lolota.app. Lima Lima Oscar Tango Alpha dot Alpha Papa Papa. That's Lima Lima Oscar Tango Alpha dot Alpha Papa Papa. I will be at the Northern Corridor Radio Group Hamfest on 30th of August, so if you have just activated or you are on the way to activate the lake, why not drop by and let me know how you go. Remember, World Lakes Day Activation Weekend, 29th, 30th of August. That'll be UTC times.
If you're conducting an amateur radio club, but you realise things aren't quite working the way they should, perhaps because your constitution is working against what you would like to achieve, well, constitutions can be changed. For instance, RASA recently held a special general meeting to make some minor change to its constitution. It's often a risky business fiddling with the constitution, however. We were stung by our own success, and let me explain. When RASA was being formed several years ago, the quorum for general meetings was set as 10% of the number of members. Well, that's not difficult to achieve if you have 20 or 30 members. What happened was that RASA's membership grew to several hundred, and as every club knows these days, it's hard to get members to general meetings. So we've amended the rules to state an achievable number of members instead of a percentage. The other significant resolution passed at the meeting was to define an associate member. So now people can join as a full voting member or an associate member, and also where a voting member fails to renew membership but hasn't explicitly resigned, they're marked as an associate member. Being an associate member means that they are kept in touch, receive bulletins and news releases. An associate member may apply for full membership, so they're not thrown out, just moved to another spot. This process ensures that our member records are maintained accurately as required by law, and that members don't fall off the cart simply because they forgot to renew. I'm Bob VK6POP.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
The ionosphere. This extract from the Space Weather Service of the Australian Bureau of Meteorology describes the regions of the ionosphere. In a region extending from a height of about 50 kilometres to over 500 kilometres, some of the atoms and molecules are electrically charged, that is, ionised, by radiation from the sun. This region is called the ionosphere. Ionization is the process in which electrically charged and neutral atoms and molecules gain or lose electrons. Of specific interest to high frequency, that is 3 MHz to 30 MHz, radio communications via the ionosphere or sky wave is the process where negatively charged electrons are stripped from atoms and molecules to produce free electrons. While the ionosphere is named after the ions, it is the free electrons which are essential for HF sky wave communications. The variations in density of free electrons in the ionosphere cause HF radio waves to refract or bend, allowing the upper atmosphere to be used as a reflector for communications between distant locations on the ground. The density of free electrons in the ionosphere is not uniform. Regions of higher electron density form at different altitudes. The height at which a particular frequency is refracted depends on the electron density profile, with higher frequencies being refracted from the regions of higher electron density. The region of highest electron density determines the highest frequency capable of being refracted by the ionosphere. In the day ionosphere, there may be four regions present: the D, E, F1, and F2 regions. Their approximate height ranges are D region, 50 to 90 kilometres, E region, 90 to 140 kilometres, F1 region, 140 to 210 kilometres, and the F2 region, over 210 kilometres. At night, the D, E, and F1 regions become depleted of free electrons so as to be insignificant to HF skywave. The F2 electron density also decreases during the course of the night, so that lower frequencies are required for use then. Higher frequencies may actually penetrate the ionosphere. At certain times during the solar cycle, mostly during winter at solar maximum, the daytime F1 and F2 regions merge. During these times and at night, the F2 region is called the F region. Only the E, F1 and F2 regions refract HF waves. The D region, through which any HF sky wave must pass through to reach the refracting region, absorbs the energy of the wave and reduces signal strength. A thin, dense layer of electrons called sporadic E sometimes forms in the E region. Sporadic E can occur at day or night and is capable of refracting HF sky waves. The F2 region is the most important region for HF skywave propagation because, firstly, it is present 24 hours of the day. Secondly, for long communication paths, its high altitude reduces the required number of hops. And thirdly, it usually refracts the highest frequencies in the HF range.
For most of you, by the time you hear this News West broadcast, the Remembrance Day contest will be over. Just a bit of shack housework, reintroduce yourself to your family and or the dog, and it's all over. Well, not quite. You've heard the saying that the show isn't over until the fat lady sings. In this context, the fat lady singing is you submitting your log. Something to do now while the contest is still fresh in your mind. Generate the log, inspect it for glitches, correct it, save it, send it. The instructions to send your log are on the contest website, and undoubtedly, you'll be minded a couple of times on the emailed reflectors. Now, RASA's AGM comes up in September. It's been announced. All positions are open for nominations now. We've included some ordinary committee non-executive positions this year, which gives people a chance to be part of the committee process without the burden of executive responsibility. If you're interested in having a look and you're a voting member of RASA, stick your oar in. Members can nominate themselves by email to this special address, elections@vkradioamateurs.org. That's elections@vkradioamateurs.org. RASA's QTC magazine was published during the week, on Thursday actually, and again it's loaded with lots of useful information. There's a great article there on making a successful amateur radio event, so it talks about planning and executing an event and the things you should do in between. And as I've already said elsewhere today, August is RASA membership renewal time and the AGM has been announced. Excellent item called Tell Them They're Dreaming, Choosing Your Next Radio. And those of you that have seen the correct movies will get the reference. There was recently a de-expedition to Lord Howe Island and this is the write-up and there are some fantastic photos as well as some good results in spite of a very spiteful sun giving lousy conditions. There are some statistics on licenses and examinations which you may find very interesting. Radio towers and councils are not always compatible. When is a tower not a tower? Read about it. And what's up with the AX call signs in Australia? There's an article there. We asked the ACMA. Then there's a new activity out. It's called Morse with a Purpose. And it's an award scheme for people using Morse code and learning and doing new stuff. Read about it. Again, very interesting. And there are activity advertisements for the VKFF National Get-Together. And if you're interested in attending this, there might still be an empty place in it. And the other club advertisement is the NCRG Hamfest. And your club can also put ads in QTC Magazine. Send the stuff to info@vkradioamateurs.org. Make it half a page or make it a full page. We don't care. Costs you nothing, costs us nothing. Just do your own artwork. Now, QTC is presented in a read on the screen page flipping format and also as a PDF download, so you can read it according to whichever style you want to, and it's available to everyone. No memberships required, or you can be a Freemason if you like, but it doesn't make any difference. You don't have to be a member of anything to read QTC, and it's free. Finally, I'm making preparations for manning a table at Hamfest. I'll be there to promote RASA and to answer any questions about the organisation, and of course to say g'day to anyone who wants to say g'day back to me. Oh, and of course, I'll be there to win the raffle, won't everybody? I'm Bob VK6POP.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. One of the more, let's call it challenging, skills to learn in amateur radio is the pace of the process. For many new amateurs I meet, face-to-face, on air or online, the excitement to get started, to get on air, to make a contact, to do something, anything, is contagious. It's absolutely delightful to hear the reports of victory and triumph in the face of adversity. And truth be told, it's worth celebrating, more than we often do in this community. So let's start there. If you've made it on air, congratulations, well done, very nice. If you feel so inclined, perhaps you'd like to document this achievement. I'll hasten to add, this documentation is for your own records. More on that in a moment. I will point out that you are under absolutely no obligation to create documentation, and even less obligation to make it public. You know, aside from any record-keeping requirements set out by your regulator. Now that you've made this first on-air contact, your obvious next activity is to do it again, perhaps with a slight variation in frequency, location, antenna or radio. This process will likely continue until at some point making contacts like this is no longer exciting or rewarding. Some amateurs stop here and are never heard of again, and while that's disappointing, that's absolutely your prerogative, since this is a hobby. More precisely, your hobby. I'm mentioning this because it's all too easy to forget this fundamental aspect of our community, especially when you're swept up in the excitement of it all. Over the years, I've experienced the excitement associated with this hobby and the community firsthand. I've also witnessed the activities of others, amateurs who come in with their tail wagging, running from here to there, sniffing all the bushes and drooling all over their homework. Imagine a puppy exploring their new forever home, and you'll get the idea. Just like puppies, these excited amateurs get to a point about two or so years in, sometimes more, sometimes less, and then basically stop. Exhausted, dissatisfied, disillusioned, and disheartened, they depart the hobby, never to be seen again. It reminds me a lot of new employees at the computing help desk where I used to work. After about 6 months of running around, putting in long hours, pleasing every customer, putting on a smile all day long, dealing with the emotions of being the first point of call for every problem, many succumbed to burnout and quit. It occurred to me the other day that the radio puppies are following the same pattern, albeit over a longer time span. And with that insight comes the realization that we can do something about this. As I told my new colleagues at the help desk at the time, to slow down, I can use the very same advice to you, and for similar reasons. The field of computing is bound by imagination, so essentially it's unlimited. The same is true for amateur radio. The hobby you perhaps unwittingly stepped into turns out to be unlimited as well. The implications of this are that one lifetime is not sufficient to know everything about either computers or amateur radio, and much more than three lifetimes if you choose both, ask me how I know. With that comes the realization that patience and persistence pays off. The journey, not the destination, is the reward. So if that's the case, what does this mean for you? For starters, it means that each contribution you make is valuable. It means that finding new stuff is inevitable, and it means that you're not alone on this journey. So, next time you feel that you've done all there is to do in this hobby, think again. Each time you do something, anything, celebrate it. I did say I'd come back to documentation. Hopefully by now you'll understand what the meaning of it is. If not, permit me to make an observation. If you don't know or remember what you did, how will you know that you're on a journey? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Good morning, this is Roy VK 6 X-ray Victor, this week's helpline for the 16th of August. And this week I've got an easy week, nothing to report again today. So if you have any items for next week, please get in touch with me. The email address is the best way. VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com is the only address you need. VictorKilo6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. Put your helpline items in an email, send it to me, and I'll get them on the air for you next week. And until then, this is Roy VK6XRayVictor, 73.
Thank you to the production team who put the news together each week. There is a lot that goes on behind the scenes. Thank you to the regular contributors. This news production happens each week because you take the time to record your article. Please keep them coming. And also, thank you to those that put the news to air each week. Please stand by now for callbacks. If you have never called back for one reason or another, please take this opportunity to have a go. We would all like to hear your call. If you listen via a podcast or downloaded via the website, please take a moment or two to register on the vk6.net, as the growing number of registrations encourages us to keep up production. For now, this is Coolio for VK6EK73.